I think in this process, we are learning quite a lot about what's important, what will be successful, what do people care about, and some of what is less important, and how can we be more efficient and more effective. So for instance, in my field with risk management and insurance, there's a lot of fintech, insurtech activity going on. I think that there is going to be a big push in this area, and I think it's going to be valuable for the world. I think it's going to make the systems more effective, more efficient, and will be able to function better. And it just generates more revenues for the world, more opportunities for the world. And I think that's across the board, we're going to see that this is a time of tremendous innovation and activity and creativity. And so there, the opportunities for the world to improve, I think, are tremendous. And related to that, so my second item is just how resilient I've seen humanity be. The resilience of our students in being able to take our courses online and maintain their engagement for all of you, and to see sort of across the board, the populace in this time of great distress, of banding together, of really being able to move ahead and to understand the importance of the isolation and the need to be considering not just ourselves, but of our neighbors as well.
Yeah, my thoughts are somewhat similar to Joan's. I mean, I've just seen such energy and generosity pouring into this problem. John Krasinski, that's just a family favorite of his, some good news things that he does. But just I've again been working a little bit with some of the personal protective equipment, and I know colleagues and either within the business school or others on campus, working closely with designers and engineers and healthcare startups and figuring out how do we make face shields to help the healthcare workers? How do we make masks? How do we pitch in and help out? And, in many cases, hundreds of hours outside of their day job to try to solve things. So it's the energy, the intellectual curiosity, the goodwill to try to make this work. I'm not saying this sort of to pat those of us on the panel here on the back, but I look around the business school, around the university, and the swiftness and the effectiveness with which people just said, okay, I now have to teach my course online. Let's do that. And it's more work, but it's exciting and it's challenging and we know it needs to be done. And I see so much of, well, this just needs to be done. We just need to help out. And that gives me a lot of optimism for this current crisis and others.
One of the things that has been a substantial issue in the U.S. for corporations, but for society, is the lack of investment in infrastructure. What am I optimistic about? What has Amazon really shown us? So Amazon has invested more in infrastructure than any other firm, and in some substantial ways, more than many governments. And what Amazon has showed us, because they are now the backbone of retail in America during this crisis, is that those investments are tremendously important. They have substantial short run costs, but also substantial long run benefits. And I am optimistic, perhaps naively, that we as a society will recognize the need to begin investing in infrastructure, because that is the foundation on which all of our firms function. And I think in some ways we have forgotten about that, as we've thought only about IT infrastructure and ignored all the other infrastructure. Remember, Amazon is not an IT business. This is a firm that runs the biggest, most complex physical infrastructure in the country. But really, the whole infrastructure of what they do, including the technology and everything that goes into it, has proved to be so incredibly resilient, putting aside sort of some of the other issues about safety that they've encountered, that I think as a society, we need to take it seriously. And I hope that I am strongly hopeful that we'll learn from it.
I'm most optimistic about two things, and they both revolve around my students. So I am very hopeful about the next generation of business leaders, the people that are coming to business school right now and the people that are going out to the workforce right now out of business school that are going to be our young and rising executives, because I have seen them, I've seen what they can do through this crisis. And in many ways, crisis reveals character. And one example, we have consulting projects in my specialization that we do with clients. They're with CEOs and CFOs that are real business issues. And when this crisis hit, many of those companies said, I know you were doing this consulting project, it's going to take a lot of work. Do you want to cancel it given COVID-19? And I went back and asked our students, and each of them, or do you want to reduce the scope? And went back to my students, and every project team said, absolutely not. We're going to deliver exactly what we said we're going to, and we're going to do exactly what we meant to do. And this is a great opportunity for us to show that despite the lack of face-to-face, you know, final presentation meeting, we can still do this project and do it well. So I was really, that really energizes me as a teacher and leader of these students. And I would say the other thing is, you know, one of those students, I think about one of those students, his wife is a healthcare worker right now. She is, and others too, really on the front lines of this crisis, really helping people on a day-to-day basis. And I think those are kind of the real heroes in this crisis, and it's been great to be associated with that, with our great students and what they've been doing, and that makes me very optimistic.